Florida State University's newest class of med students don their fancy new threads. And Hurricane Irene reminds us to be safe when weathering bad weather. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. If doctors are our superheroes, then their signature white coats are surely their capes. And this past weekend, Florida State's College of Medicine held its annual white coat ceremony, transforming new students into their powerful alter egos.
Lamar Eccles. Jenya Idrisov.
Med school dean John Fogarty explains that the white coat ceremony celebrates two milestones. It's to congratulate the students on finishing their first summer semester and to welcome them to the profession.
It is a big deal for the students. I think really from their perspective, they've made it. I think many of them came to medical school early on pretty nervous about whether they had the right stuff to be doctors. They've made it through a fairly grueling summer with anatomy in the dissection lab, and now they're really taking on the symbol of the profession.
Sheldon Brown.
And it's a pretty big deal for Fogarty, too. He says this is one of his favorite events of the year.
As one of my deans in my prior position in Vermont would say, the three neat things he wants to do is welcome a class, put white coats on a class, and graduate a class. And so of all the things that deans do, these are some of the most fun.
Congratulations to our newest med students. With big coats come big responsibility, and we know you'll handle it well. From white coats to gray skies, Hurricane Irene is picking up steam in the Atlantic. While it's currently only predicted to brush Florida's east coast, we thought we'd take this opportunity to remind you of some important hurricane preparedness information. Florida State meteorologists released their 2011 hurricane predictions this year, anticipating a less extreme season. But that's no reason to abandon caution, says James O'Brien. He's Emeritus Robert O. Lawton Distinguished Professor of Meteorology and Oceanography at FSU. The reality of it all, he says, is that for as much as we know, there's a lot still up in the air.
Everybody should be prepared because no one on the planet can predict where a hurricane's going to go until it's out there and headed to where it wants to go.
And when it comes to being prepared, FSU Associate Professor of Geography Jay Baker is the man with the plan. He spent years studying hurricane preparedness, response, and recovery. And based on his research, he's got two main points of advice for anyone who feels threatened.
In terms of saving your life, the most important thing is to know in advance whether or not you live in an area that would need to evacuate in different hurricanes. If you don't need to evacuate, then make sure you have all the supplies that you would need to subsist at least 3 days.
To see the full prediction from COAPS, find out if and when you may need to evacuate, and for other important information, look for links under this radio story at FSU.com. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.